Albayan Radio presents the following program, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I welcome you to the series entitled Beneficial Stories from Riyadh al-Salihin. Two Women and the Wolf. Abu Hurairah narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there were two women who each had a child with her. A wolf came and took away the child of one of them. One woman said to the other, the wolf has taken your son. The other woman said, it has taken your son. So both of them took their dispute to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, who judged that the remaining boy should be given to the older lady. Then they went to the Prophet Sulaiman, Dawood's son, and put the case before Sulaiman. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, give me a knife so that I may cut the child in two halves, and give one half to each of you. The younger woman said, do not do that. May Allah bless you. He is her child. He is her child. With that, Sulaiman decided the case in favor of the younger woman. The explanation of this story. From this story of Abu Hurairah is the incident of the two women who went out with their two sons. A wolf devoured one of their sons while the other boy remained, and one of the women said to the other, that is my son. Thus they went to Prophet Dawood to judge between them. He ruled in the favour of the older woman, and this was from his deductive reasoning. Perhaps the older woman has become barren. As for the younger woman, perhaps she can give birth to other children in the future. They then left from him and went to Sulaiman, informing him about what had happened. So he called for a knife and said, I will cut the boy in two halves. The older woman welcomed the idea, but the younger woman rejected it and said, he is her son. She felt compassion because it was her own son. In reality, the boy belonged to the younger woman, not the older woman, because it was not her son. The older woman was not concerned if he died, as her son was eaten by the wolf. But the younger woman, when she heard Prophet Sulaiman that I'm going to cut the child into two, was overcome with mercy. So she said, it is her son, meaning the older lady's son. It is her son, O Prophet of Allah. So he judged in favor of the younger woman. With what proof did he judge in her favor, brothers and sisters? Presumption. It was the presumption of Prophet Sulaiman. This is because of her having mercy for this child and saying he belongs to the older woman so that he may live. Even if it means he lives with someone other than her, is easier for her than being cut in half. Therefore, Sulaiman alayhi salam ruled in favor of the younger woman. Brothers and sisters, the scholars have extracted from this hadith the issue of working according to presumption. This is now opposite to assumption. Assumption is accepting something to be true without any evidence or proof. Presumption is accepting something to be true on the basis of probability. So the scholars have extracted from this story the issue of working according to presumption. It is permissible for the judge to rule according to presumption, if it is strong. And from the stories that we see, the use of presumption is what occurred with the wife of the king and Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. It is known that Yusuf alayhi salam was confined to prison, and he was extremely beautiful to the extent that he was granted half of all beauty. And the king's wife had prestige and honor and status, but she was unable to control her feelings herself, so she plotted against Yusuf alayhi salam. She brought him into the home, locked the doors, and called him to commit lewd acts with her. And refuge is sought with Allah. Allah protected him from that. She caught up to him, grabbing him by his garment and tearing it from the back. And they found her husband at the door. And this occurred before he was imprisoned, and he did not have any proof. The woman caught him while he was trying to exit the door. So who will be believed in this instance? In this situation, the king's wife will be believed because she has status, she has honor, and she is the wife of a ruler. It is not possible for her to lower herself to that level, especially to a servant. Thus, a judge from the family ruled. He said, look at his shirt. If it's torn from the front, she is truthful. And if it's torn from the back, she is from the liars. And they found that it was torn from the rear, the behind. And it was ruled that she is lying. Subhanallah, this is because if it was torn from the front, then he was seeking to seduce her and she wanted to escape him, so she tore his garment in protecting herself. But if it was torn from the behind or the rear, then he was fleeing and she tried to reach up to him and to grab him from behind. Therefore, the truthful one was Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, and he did not have anyone to testify on his behalf, but there was presumption of evidence. There was presumption of evidence, and no doubt this is a great principle for the judge and for the one who rules between people, the one who performs arbitration, the one who performs sulh, reconciliation, that presumption is allowed. You are allowed to use presumption, something which is based, truth which is based upon probability, and this is opposite to assumption, where a person believes something to be true without any probability, without any evidence, without any logical reasoning.